Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I'm here at Commodity Classic with Nathan Ruby. And Nathan, you're the executive director of the World Soy Foundation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who don't know what the World Soy Foundation does. So can we start off by telling people exactly what you do?
Sure. The World Soy Foundation uses soy protein to eradicate malnutrition around the world. And we are a 501c3, American 501c3 based charitable organization. And we eradicate malnutrition in four ways. First of all, we do direct food distribution. So an example of that would be utilizing textured soy protein to bring protein nutritional to places in the world who just have very low nutrition in their meals. We also do that in developing communities. We do that through microenterprise, starting small businesses with what we call a soy cow. It's a machine where you pour a pound of soybeans and a gallon of water, and it processes it and it creates soy milk. And then they can sell the soy milk on the open market. And then we also do research and using soybeans in different nutritional settings. And then we also do education. And not so much educating ourselves, but educating those around the world who have no idea about nutrition and how soy protein would increase that nutrition.
So what are some of the areas right now around the world that you're seeing the most issues with malnutrition?
Obviously in Haiti, of course, is a big program that we've started. We've been active in Haiti through the National Soybean Research Lab. It's been our partner on the ground in Haiti for the last 6 years. So we've had programs going there, and of course now those are expanding with the issues that they're facing. Our program there is really about development. We're not a disaster relief agency, so we're more concerned about what happens to Haiti when the television cameras leave and go away and the world kind of forgets about Haiti. We're still going to be there developing, and we have a long-range plan there to do that.
Now, Nathan, do you work with actually helping them farm, you know, getting some of these people? You talk about some of the micro businesses where you actually educate them on how to grow soybeans and then turn that into health products and that type of thing?
Yes, that is one of the things that that we look at. We are just starting to consider some programs in Iraq and helping the Kurds learn how to grow soybeans. Also down in Central America, we're starting to do some of those things. So, yes.
Now, there's a lot of talk, especially here at Commodity Classic, about the fact that agriculture is going to need to feed, you know, 7 to 9 billion people in the next 30 years. We've got concerns about water, and to your point, you're already working with people who are struggling with malnutrition. How active is your organization been in really coming to the table and bringing ideas and suggestions and policies and programs in place to help, you know, these struggling countries with these issues?
Yes, it's going to continue to be a big issue. We're closely connected with the American Soybean Association and the WISH program. And so those two agencies are kind of the policy side of it and driving that side of it. You know, our role is helping and getting to those populations that are on a mountaintop in Guatemala, or in the phrase I use is, you know, out in the sticks, those that are disconnected from the general flow of resources and opportunities. We have one of our tools is what we call a Vitago. It's kind of the same thing as the soy cow, what I was just talking about, but it runs off of a pedal, off of a stationary bike. And so it allows us to get way out into the countryside or into the interior of a country and to make a difference in people's lives that way. So the world's population is growing. Malnutrition is growing, but our role is to get out there and one step at a time. If we can affect a neighborhood, maybe then that affects the village and that affects the county and that affects the region.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're a 501c3 nonprofit. Can consumers, you know, or even other farmers, can they get involved in your program? And if so, how can they do that?
Yes, they can do that through what we call the Acre Challenge. It's our opportunity for American soybean farmers to take part in what we're doing. And in the Acre Challenge, we just donate the proceeds from an acre of production. So you just take your yield times your price, and whatever that is, that gift comes to the World Soy Foundation. And we use that for our programs. But it's a great way for the American soybean farmer to be part of what we're doing.
Now, how about consumers? Can they be involved?
Consumers can. WorldSoyFoundation.org is a way to get to us and to be part of what we're doing. So we look to the American soybean farmer, but we also look to consumers to be part of that. We're also looking to our international partners. The countries that we're doing programs in, we are going to private industry in those countries and asking them to help us, you know, with these programs that we're running in their countries. And we are getting just tremendous response from those saying, you know, we understand that philanthropy doesn't last forever. We need philanthropy to help us get started doing some of these things. But after kind of the downstroke or priming the pump, it's our responsibility in Honduras and in Guatemala and in Ghana. It's our responsibility to do that. But we need help from America to get moving.
Well, great. Well, I think that's good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Nathan. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope. I think we covered it.
Great. Thanks.